Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I want to say God bless you once again. Thank God, praise God, for you and tuning in to the show today. Because today, praise God, God will speak today. I tell you, praise God, we are in a trying times. We are in, praise God, we are in perilous times. And it is time now, praise God, to realize who is God, and he is God and will always be God. Amen. And this morning, I thank God for you and yours and pray that you're well and that you're, praise God, still standing, still holding up the banners of the Word of God, still believing that God is who he say he is. It does not matter what the world does or what it may do, but all you need to know that God is who he say he is and that God will not change. He doesn't change for you, and he will not change for me. And I just thank God for being who he is today. But today, praise God, I thank God for you listening to me today and what the Spirit has to say unto the church today. And, Father, we come to you today, God, not on my own merits, but I come, praise God, because, praise God, you have charged me with a charge that I must keep to speak the truth in light and bring light, praise God, out of darkness. In the name of Jesus. And God, I appreciate you, and I thank you, Father God, for allowing me, praise God, to use me, praise God, Father God, as your mouthpiece, to use me, praise God, as your ambassador. And Father, I'm grateful today, and I thank you, Lord. Father God, bless those that hear the word today, those that are in bondage, those that were break free, praise God, come into deliverance. Bless them today, Father God. Open their hearts and their minds that they may know, praise God, there is a way out of every situation. And God, I'm blessing you today, and I thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do, and what you've already done. Hallelujah. God, thank you, Father. And praise God, we go today to the book of Isaiah. And as we go to the book of Isaiah, we are hearing the word of God that comes forth. And in chapter 58, the Lord declares, he says, cry aloud, spare not. Don't spare your mama, your sister, your brother. Spare nobody. Spare not. He says, I need you to lift up that voice like a trumpet in Zion and show my people their transgression. God is saying, he see the sin that we are in. And God is saying, show them, remind them for me. And he said, and there's even to the house of Jacob their sin. Show them that sin stinks in the nostrils of God. And what he's saying today, he said, for the men and the women of God, for you have defiled my word, my place, my worship, my people, but yet you call yourselves pastors and bishops and preachers and teachers and evangelists and apostles. You have turned the world to, you have turned to the world to do that which was spoken of not to do. You have broke my heart, said the Lord. You sin without shame. You hide behind the pulpit, and you push the flocks. The flock has pimp, pushes their whores. Oh, but you said, God said, but woe unto you pastors, you preachers, you teachers, praise God, that scatters my flock. I will send my wrath upon you, who you have turned my good into evil. You take, praise God, my pulpit, praise God, to use, praise God, for your benefit. You're not searching the soul of man. You are reaching out and using them, praise God, as your merchandise. You have made my people merchandise. You are casting false hope upon them, saith the Lord. You are casting false hope upon them. He said, the blood I shed, saith the Lord, will not be trodden down by men. My souls are going into hell, and you so-called men and women of God has misled them, praise God, to believe that it's okay with the way they live, the sin they do, because they look at the head, and the Bible declared when the head is out of whack, the whole body faint. You have turned my place where my name is mentioned, hallelujah, into a heartless den, and cause my people to look to you and not to seek after the true and the living God. You are casting them into whoring and casting them into going into whoring after other gods, saith the Lord. So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that by which I have pleased, and it shall prosper in the things thereof. I sent it. This is the word of the Lord. But he said, praise God, in Isaiah, praise God, 56, 10 and 12, he said, you poor piffing preachers, male or female, all of you have come to devour and to turn my people, praise God, turn their hearts after you. I will deal with you, you pastors, you pimps, you preachers, you teachers, you evangelists, and you apostles. You shall be also, you have all become blind and ignorant, says the Lord. You are dumb dogs, greedy dogs. You cannot bark, sleeping around, laying down, and you love to slumber. But yes, says the Lord, you are greedy dogs, which can never get enough. And they are shepherds. Yes, they said it. The word said it. That they are those that cannot understand. They look all to their own way, not God's way. Every one of his own gang from his mansion. He stands up proud with his heart, his chest pushed out. I have accomplished this. But you have accomplished it, praise God, by turning God's people into merchandise. They have all come together and say, I will fetch my wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drinks, and tomorrow shall be as the day, and much, much more abundant. But woe to you, pastors, that destroy and scatter my flock, saith the Lord. He said, you are the pastors that scatters the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastor that feed my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away and not visited them. You took all they had. You drained them for the few pennies or dollars they had to give. And yet you didn't even go to see about them. You don't visit them, praise God. You're not about their soul. It's all about what they can give unto you to make your life prosper. But behold, said God, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, said the Lord of hosts. He said, I will gather the remnants of my flock out of all the countries where they have went from to and fro because of hurt, praise God, because, praise God, of discouragement, whether I have driven them, and I will bring them again into the fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I can't understand, saith the Lord, oh my God, to thee, and I will set up pastors. I will give them pastors and shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord thy hosts. My God, the Lord is saying, you're going in for your own gain. It's all about how you live, but your members are suffering, praise the Lord. They can't even make the bills. They can't feed the children. They can't move about. They leave, their needs are lacking, but yet, praise God, you boast, praise God, of what you have already gained. He said, but behold, saith the Lord, the day cometh, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto them a righteous branch. And shepherds, praise God, will reign over them. And prosperity shall exalt judgment and justice. Yes, God is about justice in the earth. In this day, saith the Lord of hosts, Judah shall be saved. They will be saved, America. America has turned the pulpit of God into heartless dens. They are going, praise God, pimping poor preachers. They are pimping the women and the children and the families of God. They are draining them, praise God. But yet they stand up and say they deserve this because they are who they are. But I hear the Lord say they will lack no more, saith the Lord, because God is going to deal with you. You poor pimping preachers, God going to deal with you. You think you're getting away, but you may get that by, but you're not getting away. Therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, behold, the day cometh, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. That the Lord liveth, which brought up and which leadeth the seed of the house, praise God. God wants his people, praise God. He's concerned, praise God, about the people of God. My God, to thee, praise God, he said it in his word. This is the word of the Lord. And he said, from all of the countries where I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Praise God. I'm a lead, praise God, a church, praise God, is prosperous when everybody prospers. Praise God, not just the head and their families, praise God, but the church prosper. Everybody needs a mix. Praise the Lord. He said, my heart within me is broken because of the prophets, you lying, poor preaching preachers. you lying pulpit, peeping preachers and prophets. All my bones shake, said the Lord. I am like a drunken man and like a man who wine has overcome them because of the Lord and because of the word of his holiness. God is saying today, praise God, I'm going to deal with you. Woe be to you pastors that have scattered my flock, that has come in, praise God, and called the flock, praise God, to fall away from the faith because of your doing. You're doing it because, praise God, you like what you do. Sleeping with every woman in the church, praise God. Passing the basket, praise God, to people, praise God, and desire them. And then you use, praise God, the scriptures, Malachi. Why don't you go down and read the whole thing? The Bible just didn't say, praise God, bless, praise God, and you be blessed with the curse. He said the whole nation is cursed. The whole nation is cursed with the curse. But you read a portion for your liking. What's hiding? God, praise God, he talks about tithing twice in the word of God. But he talks about giving hundreds of times. That means, praise God, that his emphasis is on if you are a giver, you shall be a receiver. You sit in the house of God. Why sit in the house of God and die? Why sit there ye and die? Praise God. You clapping, you jumping, you shouting, but you can't pay your bills. You can't make it, praise God, because the offering plate take all your money. But if you had, praise God, God in your life, you get in the Word, you study the Word, you know what the Word says. It's not about your soul anymore, people. It's about those dollar bills. They said dead men don't speak, but let me correct you on that. They speak, and they speak very loud and clear. It's those dead presidents that everybody now is after. It's not a church has become a business. For the land is full of adultery, saith the Lord. For because of the swearing of the land and the moaning, the pleasure places of wilderness have dried up, praise God. And their courses is evil. Their courses is evil. Hallelujah. And its voice is not right. Oh, I need to read that again. It's in Isaiah, praise God. 56 and 10 says the land is full of adulteries. For because of the swearing and the land moaning, the pleasure places of the wilderness are dried up. The churches are dried up. Because it's all about the dollar. It's a business. It's a business. You sit in the church, praise God, and you give your tithe, as you might say, your tithe. Yeah? You give your tithe. Well, I'll get to that too. Thank you, Jesus. And then he says, and their courses is evil. Your tithes. You give a tenth of whatever you make. When you give that tenth, if you get $20, they know you're making $200 somewhere. You get $10, they know you're making $100 somewhere. You give $8, they know you're making $800 somewhere. But if you're a giver, my friend, they don't know what you come bringing in. But you give to the ground, praise God. You should plant, praise God, in the ground where you see, praise God, that praise God, that is prosperous and is coming up. Things are coming up in the church in the house of the Lord. But you see, praise God, they have turned the house of the Lord into a den of thieves. For both the prophet and the priest are profane. Isaiah said it, 56 and 11. For the prophet and the priest, the preacher, the evangelist, the prophet, yes, the teacher, the pastor, every one of them is profane. Now, there are some good preachers out there, praise the Lord, and those, praise God, that it don't hit, they know, but those that it hit, okay, whatever, oh well, yeah, it is what it is. And there are good preachers, but they're, praise God, ministers, but they're looking so bad because there's so many profane, evil prophet and preachers and priests out there using the people of God for merchandise to meet their own needs, praise God, their own family needs. You riding around walking, catching the bus, and they riding around in fine cars passing you on the streets and will not even pick you up. People, you're giving your friend your father to dead rocks. He said, for both the prophet and the priest are profane. Yet in my house have I found their wickedness, said God. He said, I found it in my house, the wickedness. Therefore, their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. Yes, slipping into darkness. Yes, yes, God got you. You think that you have arrived. But when you start falling dead in the pulpit, my God, hallelujah, Jesus, they shall be driven on and fall therein. And I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. God is going to bring it upon you. Oh, you think you have arrived because you feel you deserve what you get. But I tell you, praise God, Paul put it more plain than anything in the world. He said, I called them among the saints and brought them and said, bring what you have into the sanctuary and let it divide it among every member. And no man like wanting, left wanting and lacking anything. But it's all about you and yours. He said, I have seen the folly, the foolishness in the prophets of the world. They prophesy Baal, and they cause my people to error. They cause my people to error. Preachers sleeping with the sisters sleeping with the preachers. Praise the Lord. And then they want to get out, praise the Lord, and tell what somebody did. Well, you laid down with the dog and you picked up fleas. Mother used to always tell me, you lay with a dog, you'll pick up fleas. And now, praise God, because you done caught hold of something, you want to put it on him? You guilty too. You shouldn't have never laid with him. You shouldn't have never went with him. They're using the pulpit to whore around, and prostitute women in the church. And they're so weak and gullible, praise the Lord, that they commit the adultery and they walk in lies. They strengthen all the hands of evildoers, that none doeth return from his wickedness. They are all of them. As unto me, said the Lord, as Solomon, and in the inhabitants, therefore, as Gomorrah. God is saying, I'm going to deal with you, pimp preaching. Preachers, pimping in the house of the Lord. Therefore, thus said the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of guile. But he says, for from the prophets of the east to the west is profaned and gone forth into all the land. Because they feel, praise God, they're doing the right thing. But my God, if you want anything and you've been giving and giving and giving and you go to ask them for help, they will not even give you their assistance. Well. Get into the Word and find the Word of God. Know what the Word of God says. Don't take what they say. They're not teaching you no Word. They're not teaching you. You got to pray for your prayers. $100 line here, $50 over here. And if you ain't got it, oh, I heard one pastor say, praise the Lord. If you write with a big pen, then you are beneath your privileges. She done lost her mind. What writing with what got to do with what I get from God? It ain't nothing to do with what if I want to write a check with a big pen, what that got to do with anything? See, people teach their praise God to meet their needs, not your needs. And thus said the Lord of hosts, hearken unto the word of the prophet. It says, the Lord of hosts says, in Isaiah 16:10, 56 and 16, blessed is the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. You got to pay for a prophecy. Oh, but you got to give. Oh, now, wait a minute. The Lord is speaking to me now. You're going to have to give. The Lord is saying, if you could just give $1,000, God got a word for you. The word is free, my friend. Get into your book. Read the word of God. You don't have to pay for no word. You should already know the word of God. Why are you so gullible? They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out the mouth of the Lord. The word of God spoke to me. Let me read that again. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Hearken not unto the word of the prophets that prophesies unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out the mouth of the Lord. Oh, my God. So they're speaking lies unto you. But yet you sit there and you mesmerized by the lies they tell. Or the Lord is going to bless you with a house and you're living with somebody else's husband. How? God don't bless in the mess. Oh, God is going to give you this, but yet you run around and you from this one to that one. What? They say, see it. They say, steal unto them that despise me. The Lord has said, ye shall have peace, and they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his heart, his own heart, no evil shall come unto you. Lying, pulpit, pimping preachers and prophets. They're liars. Doesn't matter who they are. I wouldn't care if they got mega churches. It doesn't matter. They're speaking hypocrisies to people because the Bible says there will come a time that they will want to hear. They'll have itching ears. They'll believe a lie rather than the truth. And people's ears are itching. Oh, he said, back it up in the word. What did God say about it? Who did it come from? They know that you're God because you sit there and you just go to hear word. Get in the word. And you won't be misled. My God, hallelujah. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has proceeded and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Who? Who? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind, and it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. You go ahead on, you pimp, pitching, you pimp, preaching, teachers and prophets and preachers. Oh, you're pimping now. Oh, you done took the pimp off the streets and you brought it in the church. Oh, you're doing this now. But God said, behold, a whirlwind. Oh, you ain't seen the wrath of God yet. Everybody say, oh, I'm like, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because the Bible said there will come a time that they will call good evil and evil good. And this is that time. This is that time. They are hoodwinking the people simply because the people have not taken the time to get into the word of God and study. 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needed not to be ashamed, but you can rightly divide the word of truth. But how do you know what he's telling you is from the word? You just saying because he look okay. Oh, he look okay. Well, what he says, it has no substance. The Bible declares, praise the Lord, that the hand of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thought of his heart. In the latter days he shall consider it perfectly. I have not seen these prophets, yet they ran. I didn't send them. They got up and went. I didn't call them. They called themselves. He said, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Oh, glory, glory, glory. But if they have stood in my counsel, saith the Lord, and has caused my people to hear my word, then they should have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doing. They didn't call. God didn't call them. I don't care who they may be. I don't care who they, what they're driving, what they live in, how much money they make. If they want to do what God said do, they will be concerned about the soul of the man and not the merchandise, praise the Lord, or the fame, hallelujah, to the name of Jesus. It's all about soul. It should be all about the soul of the man because all this that is accumulated is all vanity. But you, praise God, will be the witness when God began to pull them down in the pulpit, striking them down with death. He's sick and tired of the foolishness. You think you're getting away. Or you just think you have been called by God. But the Bible declared, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood, declared the word of the Lord, and had caused my people to hear my word, not something you say sweet to the eardrum, because you want them to give, Oh, but daughter said, you got it. You, yeah, I know you're sitting there with party at light there, money. You ain't got it all anyway. You might as well give it to God. Let God bless you. You better pay your bill. You better pay your rent. You had better put food on your table. Because I'm here to tell you, my friend and listeners, if you do what they ask you to do and God has already blessed you, then, you deserve just what happened. Why would you give somebody your last when you don't have it anyway? Why would you let somebody pump and pry you to give what you don't have? Well, I'm going to get in that line. I'm going to pay this $100. I know God can bless you without you getting a line, a $100 line. You just got to get in the face of God and learn of him. He said, if you would first seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all these other things I will give unto you. What other things? The things that you need, praise God. Your necessities. He said, I will do it for you. But you have not sought after him. You're stupid. You're seeking after a word from a lying pulpit preaching pimp. You're looking for a word from them. And the word is only for that day. They're riding good, living good, eating good. What are you? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? You still, praise God, don't have anything. You still, praise God, are left without. Because when they finish, praise God, when they finish, you don't want to leave without anything. They leave with everything. Why sit here in the house of God and die? Why sit in the place, praise God, you call the house of God and you die? It's not a house of God. It's a business. They have turned the house, the thing that should be called, the thing that's spoken, used his name, has been profaned. It is now, praise God, a business, my friend. It's a business. Remember that. Do you think because you're giving, you're tithing? You need to do a study on tithe. How many times do God talk about tithing in the Word of God? Twice. What I know, but he talks about giving all the time. God didn't say versus tithing versus giving. He said, I bless the cheerful giver. He said in his word, praise God, freely you give, freely you shall receive. But they got you tied up, tithing. They beat you down with it. Don't give it. Oh, you got on God's money. Oh, you're wearing God's money. Oh, you got a new outfit on, but you have not paid your tithe. You didn't make God's money. This is my money. I work for this. You didn't. This ain't got nothing to do with God. He don't need this money. You do. He said, but if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my word, then they should have turned them. But you see, they did not turn them. They instead got them deeper and deeper into darkness. They should have turned them from that evil doing. Am I a God at hand, said the Lord, and not a God afar off? Oh, you think you're getting by. Oh, you're being tired. Oh, your pride has lifted you to another place. Oh, my God. But that means the higher you go, the harder you fall. Can any hide himself in a secret place, said the Lord, that I shall not see him? Said the Lord. Do not I fear heaven and earth, said the Lord. You're not getting away. Oh, my God, you're not getting away. I heard what the prophets say, the prophets I lied in my name, saying, oh, Jesus. I have a dream. I have dreamed. The Lord said, I saw it, and the Lord said, okay. He said, how long does this be in the heart of the prophet? That prophet by lies, yet they are prophets of deceit of their own heart. Oh, my God. I tell you, I thank God, praise God. This is not all of it, praise the Lord. God give it out, tell it. I'm not doing it, praise God, for favor. I'm doing it, praise God, because it needs to be spoken. Praise the Lord, if you will seek the truth, and if you will, praise God, accept the truth will set you free. Praise God, you're bound up. You're bound and can't get unbound. Praise God, because they're speaking lies and hypocrisies in your ears. But learn to hear the true word of God. Study the book. Get into your word and study God's word, people. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But which things to call my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor as their father has forgotten my name of the Balaam. My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Father God, you spoke it so plain that a fool could not err. But God, I pray, God, that this word, praise God, will prick the hearts, praise God, of those, praise God, that are sitting in prison that need to be released. God, I pray that this word was a blessing. And God, I thank you, praise God, for being who you are. You will not change. And I say, praise God, until this time, next time, I ask, praise God, that you, praise God, will learn to seek the Lord's face, seeking why he may be found, because there will come a time he will not be around. Until this time, praise God, next time, I pray that you be blessed. I pray, praise God, that you go and read the scriptures, Isaiah 58 and Isaiah 56. You can read it, praise God. Read the book. Read the book, people. Read it. Read it. Go in and see that this is no makeup. This is the word of the Lord. Read the book of Isaiah. God said it then, and he put it in the book because he knew that he still had the same kind of pimp, the poor preaching pimps, making his people out of merchandise. But God will deal with you. He will visit upon you your doing. Amen. I thank God. You be blessed. You be blessed. Amen.